Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight, Wednesday, and the date today is March the 6th, and we're in 2013. So we're carrying on our theme of, well, we're kind of making a little twist tonight on our theme of Wednesday nights for clearing profiles, and we're going to talk about a bunch of different clearings that we can do for our pets. So we've done this before a little bit on other shows over the last few years, but we're going to have one show dedicated to it tonight so that we can have that to refer back to for anybody in the future who has pets and is wondering what to do for their pets. So if you have any pet questions, you can send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll check there for your questions. And if you've done any clearings for your pets and noticed a difference or have been able to heal your pet of a problem, we'd love to hear about that too. So, Ron, I'm just going to check that you're on here. Are you there?
Yep, I think I'm here.
Yep, you're there. Okay, great. So we did have already some questions come in about pets, but we'll sort of start in a general way, I guess, first of all, and I know many of us have pets, so hopefully this will apply to a lot of you. And so, Ron, when we get a pet, you know, sometimes people get them from breeders, sometimes you get them from the pound, well, in my case, I sort of got adopted by my cat who used to live across the road. So many animals come to us, you know, we don't really know what their history is, and they're often pretty young. But I'm thinking maybe we should start with all the emotional bodies and what could be clogging those up, particularly for a poor little animal that spent some time probably scared half to death in the pound. So do you want to start talking about that, Ron, and what we can do for our animal if we got them from the pound?
Okay, sure, yeah. Remember, your animals probably go through similar situations, animals, pets, as you know, you do, as far as fear and anxiety and trauma, maybe even, you know, fear of another animal, maybe the particular dog or cat. We'll just talk about dogs or cats. Could be other things, too, but maybe it was bitten by something. Oh, maybe a larger dog or cat, and now it's in fear of another dog or cat, or maybe it just holding on to that trauma. It doesn't want to get close to anything because it's afraid it's going to get bitten. So there's a lot of things that, you know, these little animals can have that we have ourselves, just that we don't normally think of doing a clearing on them, and it's definitely possible. So if you have a dog or cat, or something, and it's, you know, fearful, then you can do a fear clearing. You can do an emotional clearing on your dog or cat. Maybe in pain, you can do a pain clearing. So just kind of look at it as, you know, you may know their history. And if you don't know their history, then, and you now have this animal, just think of the abandonment issue that it had. Oh, you all know that when you have a dog or cat, you can even watch dogs or cats in cars out in the parking lot, and they're waiting for that owner to come back. And they're looking out, they know where it went, or where they went, or you went, and they look at the door of the store, keep looking at it, and then if you come near their car, then is their territory, and they may start barking at you. So, you know, they have their own way of dealing with life, but they go through the same stuff that you go through. So you can always do a clearing. But the abandonment one, I don't think people normally think of. But remember, they had a previous owner, and they became abandoned, and then you found them. And are they still thinking of that past owner? Very possibly. You know, what if that past owner came? The dog or cat would definitely recognize that owner. And would they want that owner more than you? So, or maybe the owner beat them. I hate to say that. And all of a sudden they see the owner and little dog, you know, puts his tail between his legs and runs the other way. Maybe he runs behind you or something. So all these clearings are available for your pet or animal, just like they are for you. Anything else that we're missing, Carrie, to help people out with their pets and animals?
Well, I'm just thinking about a couple of things that you did for my cat, and I remember one of them was you did a clearing for being separated from his mother too young. You did abandonment on that also.
You had a good case where other cats jumped into your cat, other entities.
Yeah, that was quite something.
In case they forgot about it, but we have
sure.
new listeners. Go ahead, Carrie. You got the floor.
Okay. So my cat, I met my cat when he was, I think, about 2, and he was an outdoor cat, lived with a family across the road, but he used to come here all the time, and then his owner moved to another city. She got married and moved, and so we realized the cat was quite determined to stay here, so he moved in here. So I didn't know him for his first 2 years, and then I knew him for the next 2, and now he lives here. So he had this thing that he would do. He would always follow me into the kitchen, hoping to get food when I went in there. And then once in there, he would cry and howl and climb up my leg and, you know, rub the fridge and just get really wound up in the kitchen around the issue of food and always wanted a lot of food. And I haven't had a cat since I was, a 5-year-old. Little girl myself, so I didn't know cats really too well and how much food they like to eat. So I just figured, oh, this is just normal behavior. So I told Ron about it, and we thought, well, maybe it wasn't normal behavior. And so Ron took a look energetically at the cat and found that there were the ghosts or entities of 4 other cats living in my cat or with my cat in him. And they had all been strays, and they had all had insecurities about food because, you know, they didn't live in a house and they didn't have regular meals. So I remember also, Ron, you told me how 2 or 3 of them, you knew how they had died, and 2 of them, I think at least, had jumped into my cat when he had been attacked by a coyote who had probably killed those 2 cats. So it was a really interesting story. But anyway, Ron cleared these 4 other cat emotional bodies or entities out of my guy, and that happened late in the evening. And the very next morning, he did not want food. And it wasn't until 4 o'clock the next day that he followed me into the kitchen for his first meal of the day. And I was just blown away. And he was much, much calmer in general and has been ever since. And he probably eats about, I don't know, maybe half the quantity that he always used to eat before these entities were cleared out. And it was incredible. So, Ron, maybe you want to talk about it from your perspective.
Yeah, so the cat, you can always tell if you look at a cat or a dog that there's something kind of haunting them. And they don't. If you look at them, they're not always peaceful. And that's one clue. So if you have a dog or cat that gets freaked out easily, scared, is timid, then you know that it has something going on. And that could also be entities of other animals. And it may not even be a cat in there. It could be something else that hopped in.
Yeah.
So it's you know, a good way to look at it. You know, we do mention this YouTube video, and I would imagine it's still up, but there's the entity of the cat, which is a dog that comes into a cat, and it's called the barking cat. So if you haven't seen that video and you're new listening here, and you wonder what entities are or how, you know, you and also your cat, remember this happens to you too, but you're not going to go out and meow or bark, but entities do come in to change your physical behavior. So go to YouTube and Google barking cat, and you get a really good clue of what happens to us here, physical people, along with your pets and animals. And you've all had the time when, you know, or heard about stories where a dog attacks somebody, a really peaceful dog, and then it attacks somebody, and the owner doesn't know how or why that happened, because it never did it before. And that's because something probably hopped into that dog or cat, and instantly it maybe didn't like you for some reason. Maybe the clothes you're wearing was a certain color, and the animal responded to that color. Maybe, you know, it didn't like people maybe with blonde hair or something, you know. And anyway, it sort of like pushed the buttons of that entity in the cat and now, or dog, and now all of a sudden this thing bites you, and you don't know what's going on because not normal behavior. And that's because it's entities. So they do pick up these things. So that's kind of what happens. And you can always tell because the animal just has a different feeling to it. And you know that, but you may not know it consciously. So if you do have your animal acting strange on certain nights or days or something, and they don't have the same personality, then you know that something hopped into their body, and it's forcing them not to maybe like you or to maybe overreact in situations. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So the entity clearing, as with many of these others that we've talked about so far, like the emotional or the trauma body or the fear or anxiety, those are all whole life clearings. And, of course, our little furry friends are generally a lot younger than us, so these are pretty inexpensive to do for your pet, especially when you first get your pet. You know, animals that are in the pound are often, I think the most common age I was reading recently is 2 to 3 years old. So, you know, $10-$15 to clear out some of this trauma is a really nice gift for your animal, and it'll also, of course, make life smoother for you because you won't have to try and deal with its fears and so forth. So, Ron, the other thing that I was thinking also when I was writing possible clearings down before we got on this evening was the infection body, particularly if you have got your animal from the pound. And Ophelia, a pound, I realize you wanted to know what a pound is. A pound is like a shelter where people take animals that are not wanted and strays, and it's a very sad place. You probably have them where you live too. We have a lot of them in the States, and very common for dogs, particularly, Ron, is kennel cough that they get. So I was thinking the infection body is probably an important one to do also. And if they've been running around on the streets a bit, I think you mentioned, you know, getting into fights and being bitten and stuff. So I assume they have an infection body like we do. Do they?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. So that's probably a good one.
Yeah, it's good just to look at the animal and do what you can. Remember, I was talking to a lady a long time ago, and she worked at the pound. And I guess once a week, she was responsible for injecting these stray dogs. If they didn't have an owner, you know, to kill them. I go, oh, man, what a job to do.
Yeah.
But she... I guess they came very hardened with their job, so they didn't mind giving them that shot of poison or whatever to kill them. But, you know, she was doing probably about 20 a week or something, which is just, I go, wow, you know, kind of shocked me. But, you know, just think of those things happening to her by being this person, because where's that spirit going to go to? It'll probably hop into the person, not always, but it could be also that the animal comes into that person. So she could be loaded with all these dogs. I haven't seen this lady for, you know, a long, long, long time. Oh, probably 30 years or so, I'm guessing. But anyway, that's what can happen. And the, it's sad that they have to be terminated this way, but, you know, they need to get an owner. People need to be responsible when, when that happens. I'm not trying to get on that bandwagon here and talk about everything like that. But I guess the main thing is, you could be also attracting entities of animals. We'll do this a little differently here. We'll sideways slightly. So say you're watching TV and you see this wonderful dog. And let's just assume that in the older days, you might remember Lassie if you're older. If you don't know, that was a dog that was on TV. Anyway, and I think it was a German Shepherd, I think?
No, I can't think of the breed. Somebody will type it into the fast chat.
There's Lassie, okay.
Yeah.
As you're watching this as maybe a young child, possibly, or even other animal that's on TV, wasn't there Mr. Ed, also the horse? So you may have the affinity or liking for that particular animal. Now, what can happen? Another horse or dog can come into what you're watching on TV, and because you like this one so much, that can happen to you. You could now have emotions of that particular animal with you. So you may go, well, that's pretty weird. So let's just say hypothetically that you're watching a TV show and all of a sudden a collie. Yeah, it was a collie, I think. Yeah, thank you. Somebody just emailed me that. And so all of a sudden you're watching this thing on National Geographics and in some country where they have elephants, and you see some elephants being slaughtered for their tusks. Don't want to make the show a downer here. And all of a sudden you go, oh, man, those poor elephants. Well, all of a sudden that elephant that's on the TV, the spirit could be hanging out around the elephant, or other elephants could be kind of somehow connected to that program. It's hard to say how this works, but that could cop into you. And then all of a sudden you feel like you're energetically larger. And maybe you're gaining weight. You don't know where it's coming from. Because an animal is trying to fill out your space with its own. And the energy that's invisible will start to take physical form. I'm not going to say that you're going to grow a trunk or anything, but you could become physically larger, as you could have that particular animal or thing inside of you. So, here's what we're going to do. So if any of you out there watched a movie and feel kind of weird or odd, and it could be anything, an animal will release that from you. And then we're going to do another one with an alien. And this will be very interesting. So we'll first do the animal. So if you're watching TV, maybe you saw something suffering, somebody shot it, or they killed it just for sport, maybe a deer or something or whatever, and you didn't like that, and now you feel like you kind of felt that same wound, or you relate to that particular animal species. So here we go. I'm going to release this energy out of you and just see how your body feels, because they could be hopping with you. And this part will go to the light. They'll go into quarantine and they'll be out of here. So I'm going to count to 10 to release it. And we're going to do it slowly so you can actually feel it leave your body. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Let's see if you feel any better. I'll turn it back over to you for a minute, Carrie. Then we'll do another an alien energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this would be a good one.
All right. You mean if we have an alien for a pet? What do you mean?
Well, this would be an actual alien species that you may have picked up by watching a movie.
Oh, you're going off on a tangent here. I see.
Little bit of a tangent. And alien now has you as their pet.
Oh, or their house.
Yeah.
We're familiar with that. Oh, well, okay, while we're waiting, I will just mention, as most of you know, that Ron takes our pets up with us to the lightship for free. So if you have a sick pet, and there are a couple of people mentioning this, Ron, on the fast chat that I'll read in a minute, you can, and you're on the intensives, you can bring your pet up for lots of healing on the Sunday calls. Excuse me. So, alrighty, are you ready to do the alien that we picked up on TV?
Yeah, or at the movies. So here we go.
Okay.
So how did you feel? You probably all watched the original Alien movie where they're at this table and this alien critter's inside of the gentleman and they're eating or something and this thing made his body kind of convulse. And all of a sudden, this thing popped out of his chest and went running around. So,
that's the movie that I saw.
What do you think if this thing actually, when you're watching it and you got horrified, actually was a way to have that critter come into you? Okay, we're just trying to connect some dots here. And all of a sudden, you got that species thing inside of you because you saw it on TV.
Hurt
the hell
already.
Out of you, which turned you up to having this happen. Very possibly. I'm not saying that it happened to all of you. But all of a sudden, it's now in you. So, let's just see if this thing can come out of you. We'll get it out if you have one. We'll just see what people comment on here. This is getting rid of the alien that you saw in the movie The Alien that popped out of the guy's chest. And maybe you've seen that. It opened you up to have these things come creeping into you, or at least one of them. So here we go.
Horrible.
Yeah. Here we go, everybody. Now let's take these things out. Go. Start coughing or choking, eyes watering, maybe your body could be shaking now. This is because one latched onto you from who knows where. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, here we go. Out. There. On. So we'll see what people say. And you can just use somebody else's name on the fast chat and, you know, create a name maybe, you know. You don't need to have you pinpointed as, oh, well, this is Stu, and Stu's been on the fast chat for a year or two, and he's saying that he's got this alien critter in him. And we'll get out the next one here. Had a baby, so we'll get out that energy.
Ew, ew, ew.
Okay. Out. As we take out of people, not this one particular, you know, energy, but we take these out on the Sunday calls. So, coming out. Out, pretty heavy. Go out and get a few more of them. There. Hey, everybody. See how you're doing. Nuts. Okay.
Well,
how are you doing, Carrie? I know you missed out.
I felt that.
That's one way that they could have used humanity to bring these things into your body. I'm not saying that the producers of the alien movie was connected to the aliens, and they go, oh, well, let's go in here and we'll bring this energy into everybody on this planet if they see the movie. Fisher said, yeah, I'm going to do that. You know, no, I'm not saying that at all. Just saying that this is the way the aliens work. They always find some way to creep in. Oh, what's this going to do to you if this is out of you now? I don't know. You should feel better. I don't know. We'll see how everybody's doing.
I feel like it's stuck in my windpipe, Ron, or in my esophagus. It's like...
A little more work here then, okay?
Yeah.
Concentrate on this here. I didn't go sideways this much here. Now, this could also be like a shapeshifter. So we'll take out shapeshifters, which are aliens that come into your body. So here we go. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Coming out. Oh, I should be released. No. Shapeshifters could be like even vampires, werewolves, you know, that's what go on TV. We'll transform it into these here. No. Coming out. Oh, boy. Okay. Out there. Okay. Oh, you probably didn't expect this on this show here. Remember, there are people out there saying how great aliens are and how they're here to help us. Oh, anyway, I don't get into that. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. I know something came out of me there, and I remember you saying a long time ago that you had seen that particular type of alien that's featured in that movie, the Sigourney Weaver movie of, I don't know, that was a long time ago, that movie that was really scary, that first one.
Yep.
So, okay, well, we have a bunch of questions, so I'm going to read some of these out, Ron, and then we'll get back to the other notes that I have here of stuff we can talk about. So we have a couple of people asking about pets and clones. Betty's wondering, are some animals cloned out completely? And Philip was wondering if there's a clone clearing for pets.
Yeah, you could probably do that on the website by putting the pet in. What's the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger about, cloned pets? I forgot what it was called, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't remember
that one, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that was, probably a heads up for everybody. So that you could have a pet that was cloned, so that brings it into the reality. Remember, once you see something in a movie, then, you know, you can accept it more as somebody talks about it later on, or you, oh, yeah, I've seen that, been there, done that. Yeah, that's real. Okay. So, yeah, that is possible. Can a pet be your handler? Yeah. What's in that animal that you have? That can be kind of scary because you don't know, is that animal, let's just say that you got this animal and it likes to watch you and you know, you like it around, and is it really watching you because it likes you, or is it keeping tabs on you? That's what handlers do. Does it have cameras in its eyes and a microphone, we'll say, in its ear or something? I've seen people with that. So why not animals? So, so that could be a handler, and they could be transmitting to you, keeping tabs on you, just like a shapeshifter, wanting to know what you're doing and stuff. So that's possible. I talked about this at the lectures, maybe not much on the BBS radio program. I won't bring this into your room because it might freak you out quite a bit. But they have the original model that I have seen is the size of an orange or a grapefruit, and it's invisible. And at least to our eyes, it is anyway. And they can project it, bring it into whatever word you want to use. They're into any room, any location. This is pretty old technology. I would say probably, as I'm looking at this here, I'd say maybe 68 vintage, okay, when they probably started using this. Who they are and what agency is doing this, I really can't say for sure. But we'll just say that it's out there. And this thing has a bunch of cameras on it with microphones. So if they can bring it into your room and it can be floating, you can't see it, and they can actually be watching you. That's the old version. And the new one is about the size of a golf ball, and it's very, very high-tech. Probably does more things. Has more cameras on it. And it's still available and still being used. So even though you think that you're doing something where nobody's around, they can still, you know, check things out around you. What I do is when I have the expos, at times I'll bring this into the room and let people actually sense the energy on it. But I'm not going to do that on this program here. And then it leaves, so... They're allowing me to do this. Let's put it that way. So, is this alien technology? Yeah, no doubt it probably would be. And there are people living physically here that have that availability to get that technology, and they use it. So that's just one of them that they have. So, anyway, we'll kind of switch gears here, but that's one of them. So back to you, Harry.
Okay. Excuse me. So there are a lot of people typing into the FOSS chat what comments and so forth about what they're feeling when you took the alien from the movie Alien out of us. So I'm going to read a few of those to you, Ron, because there's a lot. So and I'm thinking from the degree of reaction here, we probably all need to get onto the alien attack page and, excuse me, do some of this for ourselves and type in that particular alien. So we've got coughing and yawning and feeling on the back of people's heads and people saying that it's heavy and their throat closed and, let's see, thought there were more, but that kind of stuff, and people saying that their bodies feel calmer afterwards. So there are a lot of people that I haven't read every single one out, Ron, but there are a lot of people who are feeling that clearing. So we can go on the alien attack page and do that for ourselves, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And to the first-time listener, you would probably think, oh, I'm self-empowered, and how dare they do that to me, and why can they do that, and my spirit's powerful and this and that, and I don't allow that. Well, all that isn't true. They do what they want, and you have really no control over it. But we do have solutions to get these things off your butt or out of you.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing, is trying to show you that there is another way. Instead of being in fear all the time, you have clearings to help you out. And even the aliens that could be listening to me now, maybe inside of somebody's body, shapeshifters or whatever, we got clearings for them. So they could go on, have your owner get in there, you know, the one that you're in the body of, and have them do a clearing, and it will also help you. Because nothing out there wants to be controlled. And remember, all the aliens out there, their main common denominator is to control something beneath them. And so what's above the aliens that are controlling you, another alien group? Nobody wants to be in that position. Doesn't matter, you know, how big the aliens are, you know, what the technologies are. There's always something out there from the darkness trying to control them. So we have solutions for everything out there if they want to do that. So that's kind of what I can say. And it's nice to, in fact, we'll do a clearing for aliens right now. So if there's an alien in you listening, you may not even know that and may not even feel it. But if it is listening, we'll do a clearing. So we're going to bring some peace energy in. And I'm going to release from the aliens listening energetic cords that are very strong. The strongest cords connecting you to another alien race. Let's put it that way. And here we go. And this may actually feel, too, because you could be connected. A physical person could be connected. And if you happen to be a true clone out there listening, remember the true clones came in first of the year here, 2013, you may actually feel energies changing, too. So here we go. One, two, disconnecting these cording energies. Three, and that can produce remote control programs. Robotics. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh. You may have felt something, you may not have. It makes no difference if the aliens wanted this clearing. You know, maybe they would need it, to, you know, just to say they wanted it. So if that's the case, they got it. If you do feel a little bit of a change, then you may want to go back into the archive. It'll work five times for you. So kind of earmark this particular day. And the time, if you wanted to do this, we'll say is about 40 minutes after the hour. Just kind of earmark that. And it may help out if you do get a hitchhiker, we'll say, coming into you, and they want to have something to help them. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So we have a few people asking about how to clear... what clearings to use if your pet is your handler, and of course this would apply if you have a person in your life who you believe to be your handler too. So I know in the past, Ron, you have suggested that we timeline crash it. So that's one way. And then would it be cordings to people, or what else could we do if we feel that our pet might be our handler?
That's a rough one because you're dealing, okay, if your pet is a handler, that would mean that it has a physical looking body of an animal. And then from there, it means that maybe what's living inside of it could be a shapeshifter. So you probably want to do a shapeshifter clearing. That's what I would guess. And that would be on the alien attack page and get that out of your particular pet or animal. And that's also true, you know, in fact, you know, just since we're talking about shapeshifters and stuff, you know, are you a handler for somebody? Okay? So you may want to look at that, which might kind of take you off guard a little bit here and wondering if you're trying to... keep tabs on something all the time, or maybe there's a location that you keep looking at. You drive in your car and you always go by it and you look at it, wondering why you're looking at this situation or area or something. So it's hard to say, but you could do it on yourself also. It can't ever hurt you. All that'll happen is that you have peace energy brought to you, which is what light is. So the light will get rid of the energies that are connecting to you. Against your conscious free will, and then from there, it'll give you peace. So it gets to be very interesting if you, in fact, let's look at, we have a little bit of time left here still. So let's look at, like newsprint, and think of an ad that you may have seen in a magazine or someplace, right? And you're just going through all these different things, looking at stuff, and all of a sudden one of these kind of jump out at you. And I don't look at hardly any ads at all, so this doesn't necessarily pertain to me, but we'll just say one hops out to you as you're looking at things. And why did it hop out and look at you? You know, why are you tuning into that? Maybe they're using that particular ad to connect you to something. So we'll just assume that's the case. That means that, we'll say you're just going through a magazine and all of a sudden you see this beautiful woman or handsome guy, and you kind of like stop and look at it for 5 seconds. Okay, well, that's hooked up to you now. What's in there? What are they doing to you? How are they remote controlling you? What's the mind energy being transmitted? That picture. Oh, here we go. Let's take that away. So think of something that you looked at, that you kind of got fascinated with or whatever. I got drawn to look at it, we'll say, and we'll take that away. The book fell off the shelf or whatever, and you opened it up and saw something in there, and you go, wow, that's really weird. But here we go. Releasing the energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I'll do another scenario here. Let's just say that for some reason you're just walking, doing nothing, and you walk by a newsstand, and now you're compelled to turn your head to look at something. And all of a sudden, you look at some newsprint on the first page there, and it has something that is really awful that happened. We'll just create a situation. So we'll say that for some reason there was an earthquake or some kind of natural disaster, right? And you really knew nothing about it, or you knew about it, you really didn't care about it too much, you know, it was out of your reality. And all of a sudden now you're walking by the newsstand, this newspaper or whatever, and you turn your head and you see that. You go, uh-oh, I'm looking at this now, right? Well, what's happening? Why did you turn your head to look at it? So this is the other side of the story here, okay, the flip side. So what happened was they were putting out energy connectors to you, to everybody walking by. And naturally, you got drawn into that scenario. You looked at it. Once you looked at it, now they got your energy. And you go, oh, those poor people that died, you know, these, 800 people died, whatever. So now you open your heart up. That's when they got you even further. Then they pull out your spirit energy out of your heart. And then you wonder why you feel sad. Well, you're sad because you're losing your spirit. Probably not sad because of all the people that died. You could walk by a graveyard and not feel sad. And, you know, so that's probably what's going on, is that they're connecting you energetically. I remember driving, being in a car in New York. Went across someplace from JFK into the city there, into Manhattan. And they got these graveyards there. I mean, these are gigantic things, probably from the beginning of time, you know. And I think it's on both sides of this one particular road, highway, freeway, or whatever. And, you know, these things are very, very old and ancient. It doesn't bother me to look at them. But, you know, that's kind of what I'm talking about. That doesn't bother you, but yet something that's current could bother you, and that's because the dark side is sucking out your energy. So that's kind of something to think about. So back to you, Harry.
Okay. So I'm just going to get back to a few of the questions. We've got about 10 minutes left or so. We had a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Somebody's going to be getting a cat. Adopting a cat from a Reiki master, and they don't know if this person did any Reiki on the cat yet, so they're wondering if they should clear the cat now or when they get him.
I would do it when you get it, because otherwise you're going to be clearing the energy of the cat with the owner attached to it, and the owner may not like it energetically, maybe the alien race that is using that person for Reiki won't like that, and the cat could become worse, you know, to connect to you, because now you have opposition there. So I would not do anything until you get the cat yourself.
Okay.
So that's one way to look at that situation.
Yeah. And even if it didn't bother the race or the person doing the Reiki, they might do some more, and you just have to do it all over again anyway. So, yeah.
That is correct, too, yeah. So a person does do Reiki, they do it on everything. They do it probably on their plants and themselves and everything else, so they're pretty well hooked up.
Yeah.
So more than likely, a person who does Reiki will be doing many, many things. So in case you're a Reiki master or a Reiki student, what I'm talking about is that's mind energy. That's why they teach you the symbols. And you bring it into your realm of experience, your energy field, put it that way, the symbol energies of whatever the heck they are. And then you make little diagrams with your hand, and you think about the symbol. And you're relying on something from the beyond with this symbol to help do a healing on a person. Well, that sounds like a kind of, you know, like sorcery or something, you know, or some kind of dark arts. You know, I mean, just if you look at it realistically, why would you want a symbol to heal somebody? Hello, everybody. Get a clue. So I'm sure you may get some people not liking what I'm saying, but hello. Plus, are you going to be, you know, having troubles as you get older by being a healer? Very possibly. What could happen to you? You could die of all the illnesses that you're working with. Dark side needs that energy. So they're getting it from you as you're working on the person, and they're getting the energy from that person, and also they're getting it out of you because you're giving energy. And, you know, one of the misbeliefs that people have about Reiki, people will say, oh, to use Reiki, you're not giving any of your own energy away. Well, I've talked to a lot of people who are in Reiki, and I guess there's something like, you know, the higher degrees of Reiki, and they do tell you that if the person is conscious enough, they will tell you that it is harmful to your body as you get the higher attunements. This is past the original Reiki master attunements. So they have other degrees of that, or a different lineage, you know, remember the spiritual hierarchy, a different lineage of the healings. Different people brought in probably different alien races here to bring forth the Reiki energies. But the main thing is you're using symbol, using mind energy to do healings, and that's automatically like a dark side practitioner. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and speaking of dark side practitioners, this person's next question is, when I run a lifetime clearing like the dark side practitioner mind control transmission clearing, do I use the cat's years or human years? So they're doing the clearing for the cat.
Yeah, so it would be the cat years, how old the cat is, you know,
yeah,
and just do it that way. And then what can happen, too, just doing a little bit sideways, you can have numbers. People are talking now about, you know, the planetary things, I guess, is, what is it, something's in retrograde now, Pluto or something, I don't know. But so if you're feeling energy pulls coming to you on a negative fashion, then do the planet, star, removal clearing of the energy accordings from that. And if you happen to be seeing consistent numbers all the time, like 11-11 or 10-10, and then go on and do the natal chart. I'll do that clearing for everybody. 11-11, it always seems to recycle for most people. It has in the past for the last few years. So here we go. Clearing the 11-11 from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's cleared. And if you have any other numbers that you see on your clock all the time, just think of them right now. We'll clear that out of your field. It still could attach to you later on, but at least right now you're uncorded from it. Remember, everything on this planet is energetic cordings. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released from you. Or whatever you think about or think of, a person, a place, or a thing, you shot out an energetic core to that, which is just the way that you suck energy off of it. That's what it's there for. So I guess the two-way street, though, that's the unfortunate thing. You're taking them. What are they taking out of you? That's not normally talked about. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And I don't remember if we covered the clone situation with pets, but I know I read those out, but I don't remember what you said, Ron, if you got to the answer for that one. But Betty was...
Oh, yeah. The pet could be a clone, and it could be your handler. Could have a clone pet.
So
if that's the case,
let's
make
it
real. Oh, if you have a dog or cat around, or your goldfish or something, here we go. So we're going to take away the cloned replicas of it and see if we can make it real. So let's get rid of 100 cloned replicas. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Okay, everybody. So, that should help you out somewhat. Look at your pet or animal. It might look a little different. Feel the fur. The fur might feel better for you. Let's do a clearing for people that have listened to maybe YouTube or maybe other websites where people are talking about whatever they talk about, and maybe you got connected energetically to that particular person, not knowing it, even on the BBS here. So here we go. So whatever you have seen or heard, it could have given you energetic cord. Remember, I said everything here is cording. So you could be hooked up, not even realizing it. So think of that particular show or video or whatever you watched. Your choice here. I'm going to release that energy from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So I guess we'll turn it over to you, Carrie.
Okay, I just have a couple of quick things.
Sure.
I want to get in before we close the pet topic. And I asked you this for my cat before we got onto the show about spirit barcodes and death barcodes, if we need to do that for our pets. And you said my guy does not have a spirit barcode on him, but is that for? Does that go for everybody's pet, or do some have them? Do you know?
I don't think that. Well. Typically, they should not have one, okay?
Okay.
It could be possible that they're using your pet, and all of a sudden they want to take energy from you, so they make your pet sick or ill or have a condition as they want to steal your energy. So you start leaking energy out as you start worrying about your pet or animal. So that's the reason why they would probably have one.
What about death barcodes?
Yeah, death barcodes is probably what I'm kind of talking about mainly here. So that's what I would say. Typically, I would say they should not have it, but as the aliens like you so much, and they may want to infiltrate your animal to have you leak energy out from your sadness and anxieties or whatever you're going through.
Okay,
that'd be the only reason why they would do it to a pet or animal, because they're attached to you energetically.
Right. And what about natal barcodes? Do we need to run that on our pet's birthday if we know it and name?
I don't think that would be a big deal.
Okay, great. That's good to know. And then we have a couple of people. Earth Star's cat has been sick for a month, so that kind of falls under what you're just saying. We have we're going to the top of the hour today, so we only have about a minute and a half left. And OD says that their dog isn't sleeping well. So for situations and physical problems, of course you can bring your pet with you up onto the light ship. And would something like the body jump start package be good to do?
Of course. If you want to get that for your pet or animal, yeah.
Okay.
You do want to do that for your pet or animal, give me an email, and I'll make that half price what it is now for a human. So that would be great.
Wonderful.
So just let me know about that. I'll have to, it may take me a little bit of time to get the codes for it because it is time-related, the way it works on the website. But, yeah, just send me that and a donation, and I'll get the code sent to you, and it'd be half price for your pet or animal. Back to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, so let's
got the 8-hour call coming up Sunday.
Yep.
So if you get felt something come out of you like that alien critter, this is what we do. We get other things out that may not be they might be even worse looking than what we took out. So anyway, I won't get into that. So that's what we do. Get out the stuff that likes you as a host that is alien. Let's put it that way. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, we're probably done here. Yes, it's just turned 8 o'clock here. So thank you all for your questions, and thank you, Ron, for all the samples. I know a lot of people felt a lot of stuff, judging by the comments on the fast chat. So the next show, let's see, where are we? Wednesday. So the next show here on bbsradio.com will be on Friday, this coming Friday, Station 2 at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And I'll just say good night for now.
Good night, everybody.